This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel administers oath of office and secrecy to 5 ambassadors designated to various countries. Task force formed to make necessary preparations on opening hospitals run by security bodies to general people. Tourism Minister Badir Prasad Pandey directs officials to prepare a plan of actions within 15 days, identifying key challenges at Trivuvan International Airport. And Bangladesh writes diplomatic note to India seeking return of Sheikh Hasina. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel today administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ambassadors of Nepal to various countries. According to the office of the president, Jangga Bahadur Chauhan, ambassador designate to the Russian Federation, Chandra Kumar Ghimire to the United Kingdom, Sunil Nepal to Spain, Dr. Shiva Maya Tumba Hamfe to the Republic of Korea, and Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma to the Republic of India took the oath of office and secrecy before the President amidst a ceremony organized at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas. A task force has been formed to make necessary preparations with an objective of providing services even to the general people in the hospitals operated by Nepali Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Pawdel formed a task force under the leadership of Additional Secretary Dr. Tankar Barakoti to make arrangement to provide health services even to the general people in the hospitals run by security bodies. A cabinet meeting held on the 17th of May had decided to open these hospitals for the general people. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Pawdel has pledged to ensure free medicines and quality health care for patients of sickle cell anemia. Inaugurating an advanced operation theatre at the very hospital in Nepalganj today, the minister said all possible measures will be taken to guarantee quality care for patients of sickle cell and thalassemia. He announced on the occasion that a dedicated ward will be established in provincial hospitals of all 7 provinces for such patients. Rasuagadi Hydropower Project at Timore in northern Rasua has successfully undertaken its test production. Project Chief Satyaram Jakwa said that 52 megawatt electricity has been generated from the first test after depletion of water level in the river due to cold weather. 3 machines having capacity of 33 megawatt each will be installed in the powerhouse. Project Chief Jakwas added that power will be generated as per the real capacity with all 3 units coming to full-fledged operation in the rainy season. The powerhouse has been constructed from an underground structure in the coastal area of Bhotekosi at Tatapani of Gosaikunda Rural Municipality 1 and 2. Tourism Minister Badri Prasad Pandey has directed officials to work by preparing a plan of actions within 15 days after identifying the key challenges at the Trivuvan International Airport. At a meeting on Monday with the officials of Trivuvan International Airport and other agencies, Minister Pandey said the airport officials and stakeholders asked to facilitate everything, ensuring that the tourists won't have to face any difficulties. Minister Pandey said all should work responsibly to disseminate positive message, since the international airport is the zone where the foreigners make their first entry. Lawmakers have stressed the need to promote betel nuts farming and increasing its export. Taking part in discussions on export management of betel nuts produced in Nepal, organized by the Committee on Development, Economic Affairs and Good Governance under the National Assembly today, they pressed the need to promote both production and supplies of the fruits. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said the rise in the production and imports of Areca nuts will contribute to increase the size of revenue collection. Committee President Kamala Pantha underlined the need of facilitating farmers to find a better market for their products. The 98th meeting of the Kathmandu University KU Assembly has formed a 7-member facilitation committee under the leadership of National Planning Commission member Geeta Kumari Paudial to prepare a proposal to resolve problems between the KU and Thulikhel Hospital. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under chairmanship of Chancellor of KU and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli on Monday gave authority to the committee to submit the proposal in the Senate meeting scheduled for January 17th by doing necessary homework on holding discussions with bodies concerned. Dispute arose after the hospital expressed dissatisfaction, citing the university unilaterally took the decision against financial and employee regulations. The Ministry of Home Affairs and the Mental Health Department of Kathmandu University KU have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on study and research on mental health-related topics. Head of the Ministry's Disaster Division, Dr. Tokraj Pandey, and Head of KU's Department of Mental Health, Dr. Deepak Kumar, today signed on the MOU on behalf of their respective departments. On the occasion, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak said the KU shall carry out study and research on the reasons and causes of suicides and ways of diagnosing them. He also directed the bodies concerned to make a periodic evaluation every 3 months on minimization of suicide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Bangladesh has officially requested India to send back former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who fled to India on August 5 after a student-led movement ousted her from power. The ANI news agency cited Bangladesh's interim government's foreign affairs advisor, Tauhid Hossein, as saying the request was made through a note verbal to the Indian government. On the 5th of August, a student-led movement ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina after weeks of protests and clashes that killed over 600 people. 76-year-old Hasina fled to India and an interim government led by Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus was formed. Meanwhile, Bangladesh has launched a probe into the alleged $5 billion embezzlement connected to a Russian-backed nuclear power plant by ousted leader Sheikh Hasina and her family, the Anti-Corruption Commission said on Monday. According to the AFP news agency, the allegations were raised by a writ seeking an investigation filed in the High Court by Hasina's political opponent, Bobby Hazaz, chairman of the Nationalist Democratic Movement Party. Police in New York City have arrested a man they suspect set a woman on fire while she appeared to be asleep on the subway train, killing her. Al Jazeera cited the New York Police Department as saying the woman, who has not been identified, sat motionlessly on board a stationary F train at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway station in Brooklyn at about 12:30 GMT when an unknown man calmly approached her and used a lighter to set her clothes on fire. Transit police apprehended the suspect after receiving a report from 3 high school students who had recognized the man. The officers are said to have used fire extinguishers to put out the fire, and the woman was pronounced dead at the scene by emergency responders. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province and mainly fair in the remaining areas. There is a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more.